All right, folks, here we go. Another Sunday. We're doing this a little earlier because Matt's still on vacation. He will return this Wednesday for the look back of week 8. And we are in week 8. I hope y'all enjoyed the look back this past week with my buddy Kwame. Did a very good job. I mean, I was very impressed with what he you know, his situation and and everything he put together. I mean, obviously, we did it in a remote location in a different setting than normal. I'm back in my normal settings this week for this episode. And obviously, like I said, it is Halloween, you know. Everybody's favorite favorite holiday. It's not my favorite holiday, to be honest with you. I mean, it begins the holiday season when you have Thanksgiving and Hanukkah and Christmas coming right around the corner, and cooler weather and chilly weather is right around the corner as well. You know, by the end of the week, it might not even be 50 degrees outside. But like I said, it is what it is. It is Halloween. I hope y'all enjoyed y'all Halloween. Look like a lot of people celebrated. Tonight, a lot of kids might go out trick-or-treating, be careful, and everything else. Like I said, will it be a trick-or-treat for at least 28 teams here today that will be playing this afternoon throughout the day? And obviously, we'll see what happens. Like I said, as usual, we will start with our unanimous picks, and there are a few. Like I said, for the Los Angeles Rams, they played Detroit in a very emotional game for Jared Goff last week. They shouldn't have these problems today. They're playing the Houston Texans. Houston Texans are, you know, they just announced that Deshaun Watson will remain with the team for the rest of the year. They're not trading him before Tuesday, which I think it's a violation unless they got word from the league. Do not trade him because we'll suspend him. Houston's done a good job not playing him despite their struggles, but obviously at this point, you know, they're just keeping him hostage until the season is over. But in the case, and that's pretty scary itself. But obviously for the Rams, they should have no problems beating that team today. The Buffalo Bills, obviously, you know, they're coming off of a bye. And they had a tough Monday night loss to Tennessee, but they get a really tough matchup today. They get Tua again there, and they play at home against the Dolphins, who are just reeling. And unfortunately, they try to make a pass for Deshaun Watson, but they came up. But apparently, they were told they're not going to trade for him. So. You know, Tua Tagovailoa, at least for the rest of this year, will try to earn his keep as the starter. But we'll see. But today's going to be another long day and another loss for Miami as they play the Bills, who are obviously going to be healthy, refreshed, and ready to go after their bye. And our last one, and shockingly, I would never think that the Cincinnati Bengals would be a team that we would have as a unanimous over a team, but that's the case. They're playing the Jets today. Now, yeah, the Jets, you know, but the Jets are a mess. New England put 50, like I said, Belichick put 54 on them last week on the Jets. And Zach Wilson is actually out with an injury. So, like I said, Mike White, I think his name is, I hope I got his name right, is going to get the start. We don't know. Like I said, no matter, Bozo the Clown can start for the Jets. They're not winning. Bengals are coming off probably the most impressive victory of the year, beating the Ravens in Baltimore, dominating them almost at the end of that game. And the Houdet Nation's going to be happy, and they're going to get off to a 6-2 start here. So there you go. Those are our three unanimous. So we're going to start. Well, we normally would start early, but we're going to start with a later game because it's not a sexy matchup. And we're going to go to the Great Northwest. Once again, no Russell Wilson again today for the Seahawks. It's going to be Geno Smith again. They've been very impressed with what he's done, but they're not winning football games. They're 2-5. and they're facing Jacksonville coming off of a bye and their first win of the year in London against Miami the last time they played. Like I said, it's really interesting because, like I said, I mean, you know, Jacksonville's not a terrible team, but like I said, they're playing Geno Smith in Seattle, and Seattle at home isn't what it used to be. They're not the juggernaut they once were, and this has become a lost season. And I just don't think that they're good enough right now to get their act together here. So, but like I said, Jacksonville, like I said, we'll see. I mean, I think that they could do well. I think Chenault, the receiver, could have a big game. Like I said, Seattle's defense isn't that good, so I'm going to go with the upset here. I think Jacksonville could go in there and win. So I'm picking Jaguars to get two in a row and help Trevor Lawrence out here and Urban Meyer. And the final score is 24-17. Like I said, our next matchup, obviously, like I said, Washington is going west to Denver. Like I said, the Eagles will be playing out in Denver in a few more weeks. But obviously, Washington will go out there first. And like I said, the Broncos will be playing a lot of NFC East teams over the next few weeks. So, like I said, they're starting to get their money's worth here. They'll be playing NFC East teams the next 3 weeks. The first one is Washington. And Washington right now, these are two struggling teams. Like I said, Washington, They played well enough in Green Bay. It wasn't what I expected. I thought Green Bay would just smoke them, but that wasn't the case. Washington made it as interesting as they could, but it wasn't enough. But they have a better chance today to win because Denver has fallen off the map since their 3-0 start. And they're just slipping by. Like I said, their offense is not very good. Teddy Bridgewater obviously is not the quarterback he once was. Like I said, this could be a day where Heinicke actually has a good day. And Washington's defense has been very disappointing. Everybody expected their defense to be one of the best in football, but that's obviously not been the case. They've given up at least 20 points in every single game this year. And I just don't think that with all the situation put together, it's going to be good enough to win this game. So I'm going to go with, like I said, I think they'll win today just because I don't think Denver's just whatever. So Washington's going to win on a field goal and the final score 27-24. All right, our next matchup is we're going to the Windy City next. The Bears coming off an embarrassing loss, a historically embarrassing loss to Brady's bunch down there in Tampa. Today they play the 49ers, who are coming off a tough loss on Sunday night to Carson Wentz. And these are two teams that obviously searching and struggling. They're not where they need to be. Neither team is where they need to be right now. For the Bears, obviously, I'm sure Bears fans will be very happy to know that Matt Nagy will not be coaching today because he sadly attracted COVID, so he's out for the day. And I'm sure they wish that he would not come back, but who knows. For the 49ers, like I said, it's still a struggle. Like I said, Jimmy Garoppolo played okay, but they're a team that's just trying to, you know, they're like the Seahawks. They came in with expectations, And they're not living up to it right now. A lot of injuries, once again, and a lot of head scratching. Like I said, it's not that the Bears are a bad team. I don't think they're a bad team. They're not as bad as the Eagles right now. I just think that, you know, they just need to be coached better. And they still got a decent defense. I think it's going to be a defensive struggle here where points will be tough to get from both teams. I think both defense will show up here today and give it a fight. And give it a pretty decent fight. So, but I'm going to go with the home team here. I think the Matt Nagy, you know, effect will, you know, like I said, for some reason, when head coaches can't coach their teams, they find a way to win without them. And that streak will continue. And unfortunately for 49er fans, it's going to be another what's going on with our team here. So the Bears will win a slugfest and the final score 23-17. All right, we're going to go to NFC South matchup. Like I said, they play each other today. All four teams will play each other today. So the first one, obviously, are two teams that, like I said, the Falcons, it's amazing how much the Eagles have, things have changed. When we played the Falcons, we blew them out. Since then, the Falcons actually look like a team that's going somewhere. They're actually at 500. They're 3-3. And if they win today, they're going to go over 500 for the first time this season. Carolina started the year with three straight wins. And like Denver, they have lost their last four. And they look more and more worse and worse with each loss. Sam Darnold is not impressing right now. He's struggling. He's just not. He got benched last week because they lost to the Giants. Got beat down by the Giants of all teams. Ugh. But like I said, it's just not good right now for Carolina. And they're going to Atlanta today. And I don't think it's going to get any better. I think that the Falcons are going to get on them early and often. I don't think Carolina's going to have much of a chance here today. I think Matt Ryan, with his experience and his situation, like I said, the Falcons might be a better team than they were a year ago. They look like a better team. So, like I said, Carolina is struggling. I think they're struggling worse than the Eagles are right now. And I'm going to go with the Falcons here. I think they'll win pretty comfortably. Final score, 30-18. All right, we're going to go to another division matchup, a big division matchup. India's coming here. They've won three of their last four games. Really, they should have won their last four straight. They should have four straight wins by this point. But they're coming with Carson Wentz. Big matchup here against Tennessee, and this is a critical matchup for the Colts. They still have an outside chance to win this division, but if they don't win this game, the chances of winning the division will be over. It'll be diminished today. Obviously, Tennessee is rolling right now. They've won their last two games, and they've beaten Buffalo and Kansas City in the last few weeks. Obviously, Derrick Henry is running the ball very well. Mike Vrabel's coaching like he did a couple years ago as a team that could very well challenge the establishment in the AFC. But this is a critical matchup here for both of these two teams. Like I said, for Indy, they need to get going here if they want to have a chance at least making the wild card, which I think they have a chance, but they have to find a way to beat. They have to find a way to beat Tennessee here today. It's going to be tough. Like I said, Indy at home has struggled a little bit this year. They only have one win at home this year. And obviously Tennessee, they're not the best road team. But I could see they could come in here and do something. So, like I said, this is going to be a battle. This could be the best battle of the day. It's my intriguing matchup of the day. It is my intriguing matchup of the day. It's not my game of the week, but it's my intriguing matchup of the day. Because these are two teams that obviously are very similar. Run the ball, pound it. Quarterback doesn't make dumb mistakes. You know, coach properly, differently. Could be a coaching kind of game here. So, but I'm going to trust the veterans more than what's going on. So I'm going to go with the road team barely, though. Tennessee, I think it's going to be a battle. But I'm going to go with Tennessee. It's going to be a bow, but like I said, I think Tennessee holds on. It's a field goal game. It could go to overtime. You never know. We have so many overtime games this year. This one has that look. So Tennessee wins and sweeps the Colts this year. And the final score, 30-27. All right, we're going to go to the Monday night matchup next. Like I said, Kansas City, They're struggling. They're struggling bad. They're coming off probably the worst offensive performance of the Mahomes era and Big Red's era. Because, you know, Andy, going back to Alex Smith days, they've always scored at least one touchdown in the game. But, yeah, things are not going well for the Chiefs right now. They're under 500. They're in last place. But they have a matchup that, once again, should give them a feel that they should win this game. And I think that, like I said, the Giants are coming off their a shocking win against Carolina last week. But you gotta look at what the Giants are right now. They're a mess. Offensively, they're banged up. Defensively, they have struggled. But obviously, you know, you're playing Kansas City. Kansas City historically doesn't get off to strong starts. So if I look at in my mirror, I can really think that the Giants may actually have a chance in this game. But like the Washington game, yeah, you might play Kansas City tough for a while, but they're still the veteran team. They're still the defending AFC champs. You still have to deal with Mahomes, the Rocket, and Andy Reid should know about playing the Giants as a former Eagles coach. And he had a lot of success. So, like I said, it'll be close early, but by the end, the Chiefs should run away. They should run away. Like I said, I think the Giants will show up for this one, but like I said, they're just not as good. They're just not that good. They're not as good. So, Kansas City wins and keeps himself at least relevant for another week. And the final score, 34-17. All right. We're going to go to another interesting matchup here in the later afternoon. These two teams met last year in the same building. Only last year there was no fans. And the Patriots just dominated this team. It was their biggest and their most dominant win of the year. 45-0 against Justin Herbert and the Chargers. Well, we're back to the scene of the crime again this year. The only difference is this Charger team is a little tougher. And there's going to be fans there. They're not going to allow the Patriots to do what they did a year ago. And I don't think they will. Like I said, New England's coming off their biggest win of the year. They dominated the Jets. And like I said, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens here. I still think Mac Jones is not ready for prime time, even though he's played some good games. Like I said, he's played against Brady. He's played against the Cowboys pretty decently. But let's be honest, he's still a rookie, and I don't trust him, at least for now. Like I said, for the Chargers, it's still kind of a struggle for them. But, you know, they're coming off of a bye, and the last time they played, they got blown out by the Ravens. So obviously, they know that they have to get their act together. But I think that today will be one of those days where the Chargers get going and get their situation right. And like I said, we'll see what happens. So my fingers crossed that it'll be a much different game than last year when these two teams met. And it should be. Normally you don't repeat what you did a year ago. So Chargers get the revenge on the Patriots. They win. And the final score, 31-27. All right, we're going to go to the Sunday night matchup next. The Sunday night matchup. Obviously, there are concerns for the Cowboys. These are two teams both coming off of byes, but there is concern if you're a Cowboys fan. At the end of the Patriots win, that crazy win a few weeks ago, Dak did suffer an injury, a calf injury. And calf injuries are not easy to come back from. They're worse than a hamstring. And unfortunately, he's been struggling. He's been struggling, you know, mentally as well with his family. He lost his grandmother this week. Obviously, we know what kind of person Dak is and how emotional he can be and how tough it is. And he's had it tough. But obviously, Cowboys are in full control of the NFC East. and they obviously have a solid team that a lot of people are going to run on the bandwagon. I'm not on that bandwagon. They haven't had a signature win yet. Now, obviously, they're on the road with the Vikings. Vikings are playing pretty well right now. They're playing pretty decent. And obviously, Kirk Cousins is having quietly a Pro Bowl year. 13 touchdowns, only 2 picks. But obviously, Dallas is the only team in the NFL that's had turnover in every game and has had an interception in every game by the same guy, Trayvon Diggs. And it was in this building where his older brother, Stephon, who had maybe one of the greatest Hail Mary touchdowns in NFL postseason history, you know, used to play, called home. He used to call home. So Trayvon knows this building very well, coming to games that his brother played in when he was a Viking. But obviously for him, this should be interesting. Trayvon has 7 interceptions this year in 6 starts. 2 to the house. I think he gets another one tonight. But like I said, the question is, will Dak play? And we don't know that. We don't know that at all. Dak is very questionable. It's a game time decision. I don't know where to go. I think for some reason, you know, on the road, Dallas has struggled a little more than they have at home. They've been very good at home, but on the road, it's been more of a battle. And Minnesota's a tough place, especially in a primetime game. So I'm going to go on a limb and say that they get upset this week. And I think the Vikings find a way. You know, I'll say give or take if Prescott plays, but even if he doesn't play, he still has Cooper Ross, who will be his backup, will have the offensive firepower. So, but I'm going to go with the Vikings here. Kirk Cousins knows how to play against the Cowboys as a former division rival, and obviously we'll see what happens there. So Vikings pull off the victory here. I can't stand either of these teams, but I'll go with the lesser of the two evils here. So the Vikings win in the final score of 30-24. All right, we're going to go to a big matchup here in the late afternoon. Another division matchup, NFC South. Like I said, last year Tom Brady did everything but win the division last year. He got swept by the Saints and Drew Brees. But this year it's different. No more Drew Brees. Now on TV. He has to deal with a guy who used to be the guy he replaced in Tampa. Jameis Winston, who now is their signal caller. And it should be interesting. This should be an interesting game. Like I said, the Saints are playing well and have proven that they're going to be a little bit of a challenge to Tampa in this division. They're 4-2. A lot of people look at this as a potential upset pick today. You know, the Saints do play well against Tampa historically and obviously at home. But they get Brady's on fire right now. He has four touchdown games this year, throwing touchdown games already. He has over 600, and that's something Matt and I will talk about on Wednesday's look back. Since we didn't talk, we were going to talk about it obviously if he was here last week, but he wasn't. So we're going to talk about that historic number. But obviously, big matchup here. And good news for Brady, Gronkowski did return to practice this week on limited, but he's now considered questionable, and that means he could potentially play. He had broken ribs. He's been out for several weeks. But it's not like Tampa has struggled without him, but we'll see what happens. Like I said, it'll be very interesting. Two great offensive signal callers and Sean Payton, you know, the other coach, I forgot his name, damn it, Bruce Arians. Should be very interesting, but should be interesting. This has a game of the week look. It's not my game of the week, but, you know, this could be the lock of the week for Matt if he was talking here. but he's not. So I'm going to go with Tampa in a close one. I think the Saints make it interesting, but I think, you know, you got to go with the home with Brady right now. Brady and the Bucs have the hot hand, and I just think the problem with the Saints is they don't score as many points as they've done without Breeze. That's one thing that's different about the Saints. They're still a decent team. Alvin Kamara is still one of the best all-purpose backs in football. But the problem is, offensively, they're 10 points lower than they were a year ago. And I just think that, you know, I don't trust Winston in some games. So I'm not looking at Jameis Winston to outplay Brady, and I just don't see it. So I'm going to go with the Bucs here, and the final score, 33-24. All right, we're going to go to my game of the week. It's another division. There's a lot of division matchups here today. This one, obviously, is a personal one. These two have known each other for years, and one has given more hell than the other. Steelers and Browns. It was last year in January when the Browns gave the Steelers a biblical beatdown in the playoff game, in the wild card game. Destroyed the Steelers. And we all thought at that time that would have been the end of the Ben Roethlisberger era. But I know Ben Roethlisberger doesn't want to retire with a beatdown like that. But obviously, it's going to be interesting today. Also, Baker Mayfield is back in the lineup today after missing last week's game with shoulder issues. He's had a lot of shoulder issues throughout this season. A torn labrum, I heard. But he's going to try to play here this afternoon. And obviously, the Steelers are a team that they want to get their revenge. It's going to be interesting to see what happens here. I mean, these are two teams that know each other very well. And obviously, you know, the AFC North is obviously a tougher division now because they're the only division in the NFL where everybody has at least a 500 or better record. But they're both looking up to the Bengals, which is shocking. But the Steelers, hey, they're staying in the mix. As much as you could sit there and say whatever, they're staying in the mix when it comes to potentially making the playoffs. And obviously, Mike Tomlin. Unfortunately, it hasn't been an easy week for Mike Tomlin. His name's been in the rumor mill for the UFC coaching job in college. He was very offended by that. And rightfully so, since they don't ask other... Why would... You know, I'm a future Hall of Fame coach for this franchise that won a Super Bowl with, got into another. I'm the only head coach in this league that's coached at least 10 seasons without a losing record. And I've never had a losing record in my entire NFL coaching career as a head coach. I've done things that other great coaches have never done. So to me, that's a major insult. To me, I wouldn't want to deal with boosters and all that because college is such a... To me, even though the NFL coaching job is more demanding, college is... It's so... You have to please people. You have to please people. You know? And UFC, since Pete Carroll left, has not been the ideal job anymore. They've not been good. They've not been competitive. And obviously, they find excuses to let you go. And he's not for it. And I applaud him. When Tomlin's going to... When he wants to leave, he's going to leave on his terms. Not because of anything else. But as far as this game goes today, like I said, this is a tough matchup for both teams. Like I said, I'm intrigued to think that the Browns are going to play well. And I think they'll find a way to hold on. I think this is going to be a struggle for both teams, but I'm going to go with the Browns here in a field goal game. This is another potential overtime game. These two teams can't stand each other. But I'm going to go with the Browns. And the final score, 27-24. All right. as always, when the Eagles play, that's the last game me and Matt normally preview, and that's what we're going to preview here. It's not a sexy matchup, and unfortunately, it's not an intriguing matchup. I might be, for the first time all year, nervous. Because Detroit, even though they're 0-7, they're not very good. They're just not, you know, there's weakness in a lot of places. They're not a pushover 0-7. They, in half of their games, they should have won. Last week, they could have beaten the Rams in L.A. Jared Goff is still elite, still has a good quarterback. He's still a really good quarterback. But obviously, for the Eagles, they're coming off a terrible loss. The Raiders, they're not coached well right now. Jalen Hurts is still trying to figure things out. Defense, once they start getting scored on, they get scored on constantly. Today's going to be one of those matchups where, you know, you should beat them, but can you? And I don't know. I feel like this is a game where the Eagles will be in control, but I feel like Detroit's going to find a way. I have this weird feeling. Like I said, the Eagles, for the first time this year, is favorite. It took 8 weeks for them to be favorite in a game. That just tells you how much Vegas thinks of them. But this may not be a good look. Like I said, Boobie Miles is out. He's out for indefinitely with an ankle injury. Jordan Howard will be reactivated. He will get to start today, running the ball. And like I said, we'll see what happens. But Detroit's a feisty team. I think, you know, this is also a big for several teams, for several players. This is a personal game. DeAndre Swift is a Philly native, and he gets to play against the team he cheered for as a kid. Darius Slay is a former Lion who left because of the environment. He was traded out of there after the 2019 season. So, a lot of critical situations here for these guys. But who I think's going to win this game? Like I say, I want the Eagles to win, you know that. But I just have this weird feeling they're not. I just think that Detroit, everybody's picked them to win. This is the week. Everybody thinks this is the week. This is the week. Because they're going to get somebody eventually. And there's two games, like I said, Minnesota and Baltimore ended in such heartbreak. A win guaranteed snatched from them. I'm going to go with the home team, unfortunately. But I know the Eagles will show up because they play a weaker team. They do normally show up. But I just think Detroit's going to find a way. They're going to find a way. And that's what they want everybody to know. So, unfortunately, Detroit finds a way, and the final score, 27-24. I hope I'm wrong. Hope I'm really wrong on Wednesday, but I know what I see. I know what the hell I see. You know, you can say what you want to say. You can make me mad. You know, I can piss people off, but guess what? Hell, I see what I've seen, so unfortunately, that's how I look at it. Like I said, hopefully y'all enjoyed y'all games. And all good things and whatever. Like I said, we'll be back on Wednesday. Matt will be back on Wednesday to look back on Week 8. We'll talk about Brady 600. We'll talk about, obviously, this game and other things that's going on around the league and stuff. We're approaching halfway and, you know, and it is what it is. A lot of things, fancy questions, disappointments, surprises. You know how it is. So that's all we have, I have for this week, or for this episode. And we'll talk to y'all on Wednesday.